The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight, we're tearing down the digital curtain to spotlight Mouthy Buddha, an enigmatic creator whose work pierces through the surface of mainstream narratives, delving into the complexities of conspiracy theories, institutional secrets, and the unexplored corners of our society. We're familiar with the battleground of censorship and expulsion from social media platforms in the relentless pursuit of truth, a journey Mouthy Buddha knows all too well. His documentaries challenge the status quo, pushing the limits of what's deemed acceptable discourse online. In a world quick to silence dissenting voices, his expulsion from several platforms stands as a testament to the provocative nature of his work. Yet, he persists, navigating through the shadows to bring light to stories left untold. We'll dissect the motivations, inspirations, and the unwavering spirit of a creator who refuses to be silenced. As we traverse this landscape of digital dissent, we're reminded of the power of perseverance in the face of adversity. Mouthy Buddha's story is not just about the content he creates, but about the broader battle for freedom of speech in an era quick to censor. Prepare for an in-depth exploration of the digital frontier, where truth seekers and thought leaders push back against the tide, crafting spaces for open dialogue and critical thought. Join us as we step into the truth seeker's minefield, exploring its hidden dangers. Please note, tonight's episode features explicit language as we delve into the intricate world of Mouthy Buddha. His unfiltered exploration into complex narratives is not for young listeners. This candid approach is part of the discussion's authenticity, aiming to engage rather than offend. Listener discretion is advised. Mouthy Buddha is coming up next.
Welcome to Veritas. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasradio.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with Mel, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. And now, here's your host, Mel Hostelrich.
And directly from Houston, Texas, we're living in an environment where there are significant forces aiming to suppress truth seekers. And tonight, we have somebody I've been following for quite a few years now. And his name is Mouthy Buddha. That's how he's known. John, hello and welcome to Veritas. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. A lot of people have mentioned your name for a very long time, including family members of mine. And also thanks to Justin, a good friend of ours, he put us together. And here we are today. For those of you who might not be familiar with Mouthy Buddha, he used to have a YouTube channel. And just like us, he was censored beyond what we were censored. We were suspended for months during the Stinger times in the past 3 years. But Mouthy Buddha took it to the next level. He was discussing topics that a lot of people don't want to discuss. As you know, child trafficking, all these things that we discuss on this program, he took it to the next level. I've watched his documentaries, and I have to tell you, you have to watch them all. You were not suspended. You were ejected from, I believe, YouTube. Am I right in saying from Twitter? Now X, am I right, John?
I'm not sure what the relation is to Twitter, but I was on YouTube and I got booted from there. And Twitter, I did, I don't know what happened to Twitter. I have another one that I've tried, another X, but that one was removed too.
With Elon Musk at the helm, you were removed from there too?
Well, not currently. So Elon at the helm. Yeah, that one's still good and new and preserved.
Good. Why don't we begin by just give us your background John. And as I said, everybody knows you as Mouthy Buddha. Give us your background. What brought you here?
I was born and raised in Deer Park. And my background in filmmaking was one that I found in school, in high school, actually. I had a great teacher. He taught me how to do video tech really well, and she was super inspiring. And from there, I had a kind of love-hate relationship with all things media, music, and film. And I currently am just, exploring the whole avenue of documentary filmmaking and filmmaking as a whole, and that creative space with music. So I've just been a creative person my whole life. But that's kind of where it started, though. It started in Deer Park.
And I have to say, you obviously had a great teacher, because this is one thing that caught my attention, is that the way you produce your videos. And this is why it's so important if you want to spread truth. Nowadays, with social media, the short attention span that most people have, you have to have a hook. You have to have good music in the background. You have to have good visuals. And your process is great. Your opening scenes, you catch people's attention immediately. What's your process for choosing these opening scenes?
A lot of times I try to inspire myself with music. So if you'll notice, a lot of my starting out is very musical. And typically the process is finding a song and getting along with the song. And then once the song gets moving, then popping some images in there and really relating it to the song too. So the edit is quite, I would say, punchy. My edits are, they've changed. Perhaps, I mean, we'll be able to see if they have, but I know that during a lot of the videos you're referring to is this kind of fast burn and turn, which is a editing technique I spoke to a friend about, which it's a, reveal whoever it is. Like, let's say in the case of a character, you could reveal who the character is with a burn, which is a really hard edit that's got a lot of style to it. And then you turn and let that character speak and calm down. So that's kind of like to answer your question there about the beginnings. It's usually music and more music.
Yeah, I can tell that you use music for that purpose. And it's almost like it's a symbiosis between the message you're trying to convey, the visuals, and the music. And usually, folks, I give you the link to the guest's website, but he's been censored everywhere. So even if you go to BitChute, which doesn't censor that much, you can't even find him. So I have a link on our website. Just go to the presentation that we have tonight and look at the links, and it'll be right there if you want to see John's videos. And obviously, you have big influences. You had a good teacher, but who are your influences?
My influences are, definitely my teacher there. And I'd say Pink Floyd, Syd Barrett in particular, his life story is my influence for music. He actually had a falling out, so to speak, with the band initially, and he was the one who wrote all the initial material. But he fell into some wrong friends, I think, according to the band members, and was taking way too much LSD. And he actually kind of, I guess he lost his mind, but he went off and did his own thing, and he got old, and he's no longer with us. But his kind of like brute passion and difference. He was a maniac, and he knew he was a maniac. And what he would do, I think his mom said he didn't tie his shoelaces ever. I just love that. I love that about Syd. And he also turned up in a time in my life that was challenging. It was like the epitome of challenge was hitting my life. And I just got introduced to Syd Barrett around the same time. So all of that. And I don't just see him in this hallucinatory place, because I also, you know, according to his mom, he was really comfortable at the end of his life. And, you know, he'd eat sweets and he had a good kind of end there. And I think he broke through it. I think he broke through the whole thing and it just had a comfortable ending at the end of his life.
If you like Pink Floyd, like I do, I'm also a fanatic of Pink Floyd. I thought for some reason your voice, you sound younger. But if you like all the way back to Syd Barrett, I'm assuming you're a little bit older than I thought. Do you mind telling me how old you are?
34.
Okay, so there you are. Somebody who's in the younger generation who loves classic rock. That's great to hear.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Pink. I grew up on listening to Pink Floyd, and there are others, but I like to kind of linger on them. I mean, they really, really are my favorite. That song, Us and Them.
Yeah.
Beautiful song. But yeah.
So you go a lot back to that very important album, Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon. Yes, absolutely. A phenomenon. So funny, because you're right. I mean, I was listening to that when I was 17. I was listening to Dark Side of the Moon. I was 17 years old, you know, a little bit of weed with best friends. I remember the friends who I was with, or maybe best friend in this case. we'd go out and listen to Dark Side of the Moon. You know.
And you probably know this about Syd Barrett, but after he was ejected from the band and they brought David Gilmour, about a year after, just a year, I believe it was, they were rehearsing at a studio and Syd Barrett came in, sat down to watch him, and nobody from the band recognized him. Did you know that story?
I do know that story, and I find that so
sad.
Captivating. Yeah, very sad. They said he was jumping up and down. I was going to say captivating, but you're right. I mean, they saw him jumping up and down, brushing his teeth, and they didn't even know who he was. They didn't recognize him. So for those of you who don't know, yeah, he did. He said, Barrett showed up on the day of Shine On You, My Crazy Diamond, and that song is about Syd Barrett, and somehow he moseyed on up into the studio, and I we say somehow, I don't know, he must have known somehow, but they said when they saw Syd didn't know who they were, he just had a kind of blink. They didn't say Syd didn't know who he was. They said that he was he shaved his eyebrows, things had gotten bad, and he was just more of a plump man at that
plump,
point, I guess.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't want to spend the whole show talking about Pink Floyd, but I have to confess that Pink Floyd is such a big influence, and a lot of progressive rock for me is such an important aspect of what I do here, and the music that I use in the bumper of every show, and a lot of it, as you probably know, is, folks, it's Pink Floyd. And a lot of times you listen to music that defined your upbringing. I remember the late 70s, 1979, when Pink Floyd, The Wall came along. And then when Roger Waters left the band with The Final Cut. And then the 90s for me, Division Bell, an incredible album. But I'll leave Pink Floyd there because I'm sure that John is a fan like I am, and we could be talking about Pink Floyd forever and other great bands. But John, what you said about the not tying the shoelaces, and you identify with that, does that mean that you're always going against the current?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Now I'm trying to run the middle path of Christ and his word and his goodness. But yeah, you know, I'm always, I was always growing up, you know, it's not good to not have your shoelaces tied, because, I mean, there's so many practical applications to tying your shoes. But the reason why I identified with it was perhaps the image, the image of untied shoes and the image of a really good artist who knows his shoes are untied, and he knows that you know that his shoes are untied. That's what I like about it.
It's almost like just telling the world, I know they're untied. I know you know they're untied, but I don't care. Basically going against the tide. And this is what I find from a lot of truth seekers, that they go against the narrative. I mention this all the time. I don't know if you ever watched this movie, but since you like old stuff, maybe you watched the movie Midnight Express. But there's one scene in that movie, one of my favorite movies, and we're going to have Oliver Stone and Sean Stone pretty soon on this program. I just heard today. He was the screenplay writer for that movie. There's a scene where the subject is in a sanatorium with a bunch of lunatics, and they're all going around a circle, and then he decides to go against the circle. And then all the crazies start grabbing him. No, 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 you have to walk with us, the same pattern, which is what I saw in the past 3 years during, and I'm not going to mention the name, but we all know what happened since 2020, where so many people, and what impressed me the most in a negative way, John, was the fact that if you think of the intellectual people, they should be the ones questioning authority and questioning the fact that that thing a lot of people injected was not studied, was not researched, but they still went ahead and did it. And it's proven now that those people with the highest intellect were the first ones to fall in line. What is your take on that? And on society itself, because we might see something else in the future.
Well, it's go to the Lord. I mean, that's always the answer. My take is to always go to the Lord. And gosh, I mean, there was a lot there. I mean, you can keep going for a little bit. Keep going and I'll react to kind of...
No, what I mean by that is all the people that go like a hive mind towards something without any evidence whatsoever. And right, people like you and I, we go against that thinking no. And sometimes it feels alone in this world of truth seeking. Yes. Because a lot of people don't see it like we do.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I can get feelings of like, you know, isolation and feeling like no one believes you. And how going against that tide is the real key. Ensuring that that's the tide that we're working to go against, which is the untruth. And we're working to stay with truth. And yeah, so I'm with you. I mean, this is very, I'm with you.
What happened to your YouTube channel? What happened to, what was the reason why you were ejected from YouTube?
Because I made videos on sex trafficking. It was a Pedogate series, parts 1, 2, and 3. And I may have even moved on by this point to other areas of inquiry, but that was really what got all those markings on my channel was, and that was right around the election, I think. Yeah, I do remember that, and they just didn't want to hear that. And look, they're an institution, and I get it. But they have their rules, and I get it. And they have their focus groups, and I get it. But you know, I would love to sit down. I mean, for me and for other folks too. I mean, because this land of censorship, there are other people with real kind, genuine hearts, and they're out there and they're wanting to make content creation, but they were removed. And there has to be this kind of second chance mentality, right? Like Elon, I think, is opening up the door a lot lately for second chances out there. You know, that's where I sit. Second chances.
In fact, I saw those three parts. Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.